On the agenda, we have the City of Star and City of Anvil. We're going to take the City of Star first, as it's on the agenda. It's going to be applicant number OR2025-0014. And what we will do is, let's go ahead and have Jenin swear everybody in, but she's getting the form. Now I put her on a little bit tight rope. But we'll have you swear in for the presenters, and then we will get started with having the county planning present first, and then the city second.
Just Star? Okay. Let's see, Michelle Barron, Arve Mberwa, Amber Luter, Dan Lister, Trevor Chadwick, Carrie Smith. If I could have you raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, just for a point of order, is anyone in the room who would want to testify on STAR's application who has not signed up and been sworn in? Okay, so I'll assume that you all are. Okay, so with that, let's turn it over to our ESD staff, and we'll do the presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Today, I will be presenting the area of impact map proposal for the City of Star. The Idaho State Statute 676526 regarding area of impact for cities within the counties was updated during the 2024 Idaho legislative session. Each city was directed to work with the county jurisdiction to either establish, confirm, or modify the current area of impact based on 5 criteria that were put in place with the updated state statute. Canyon County has worked with each city to bring forward at a public hearing the evidence to support their requested area of impact. A deadline for compliance with the updated Idaho Code 676526 is December 31st, 2025. The county commissioner shall make the final decision of the area of impact boundaries within their county. The areas of impact should be planned for growth and development and should not be used to stop growth and development that conforms to applicable plans and ordinances. Areas of impact should be based on the ability and likelihood of a city or cities to annex lands within the area of impact in the near future. The counties and cities shall review their area of impact boundaries at least every 5 years. The full Idaho State Statute 676526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. Although the letter of intent indicates the City of Star would like to confirm the existing area of impact boundaries for the City of Star, the proposal extends the areas of impact to the south below the Boise River and east to meet the Middleton area of impact boundary. The proposal also increases the north boundary. The City of Star is requesting that the area just south of the Boise River be added to their area of impact. The area south of the Boise River is currently located in the City of Nampa's impact area boundary, which the city wishes to retain as part of their boundary confirmation request. The City of Star's request would create an overlap inconsistent with State Law 676526. The City of Star's proposed area of impact is 10,744 acres. The current area of impact acreage is 6,300. The proposed area of impact would add 4,444 acres to their area of impact. The city limits acreage is 1,320 acres that is also included within that area of impact acreage that is shown. As recommended by staff, the current area of impact is 6,300 acres, which is 4,980 acres outside of the city limits. Per Idaho State Statute 676526-4A, there are 5 criteria that a city wishing to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact must provide evidence in support of. The next several slides will cover each and if the City of Starr has met each criterion. According to the applicant's letter of intent, the City of Starr is showing continued growth of commercial and residential development in Canyon County. That can be found in Exhibit A1. However, no evidence to support this claim was provided. The TAS household and job maps, which is Exhibit B29 and Exhibit B210 in the staff report, indicate that the currently established area of impact for the City of Starr is an area of growth for residential and commercial operations. No evidence was provided to show the growth into the proposed extended area except for the south of the Boise River area, which is being contested by the City of Nampa. The letter of intent indicates that the geographical factors for the City of Starr's proposed area of impact are the proximity to the Boise River, state highways, and the foothill areas to the north of the city limits. The Boise River lies to the south of the currently established area of impact. The City of Starr wishes to expand its area of impact across the river. The nearest river crossing currently is Starr Road to the east, approximately 1 mile, traveling west on either Highway 44 or Highway 2026. Exhibit A2 in the staff report. Evidence has not been provided to support the expansion to the north or to the south across the Boise River. The City of Starr is surrounded by principal arterials, minor arterials, and collectors that support growth and connectivity to the City of Starr and surrounding cities. According to the letter of intent, transportation infrastructure and systems, including connectivity as it relates to Highway 44 and 2026, along with Kingsbury Road, Blessinger Road, and Caneda Road, are currently in place. The currently established area of impact shows support that transportation can be provided to these areas. Evidence was not provided to support extending the area of impact as proposed. According to the letter of intent, the City of Starr states, areas where municipal or public water, sewer and water are expected to be provided within 5 years, including existing Starr Sewer and Water District sewer lift station on Joplin Road, just east of the Canyon County line in the southern area of the AOI, and currently constructing water well on Caneda Road north of Highway 2026. This can be seen in Exhibit A1 of the staff report. The proposed area of impact map does provide locations of existing and proposed infrastructure. It appears that to the south of the Boise River could be supported by the sewer lift station and a potable water well within Ada County, which is in close proximity to the area. That is seen in Exhibit A2 of the staff report. Evidence has not been provided to support the expansion to the north within the proposed area of impact. Highway District 4 provided comments on September 11, 2025, stating that the Highway District maintains the public highway systems outside of city limits. Near city limits, the Highway District will have an agreement with the city as to whose responsibility the maintenance will be under as the land gets annexed into the city. Middleton Starr Fire District Police and EMS were notified of the request on August 22, 2025. No comments were received by the materials deadline of September 26, 2025. According to the school district map from the Canyon County 2030 Comprehensive Plan, the Middleton School District and a small portion of West Ada School District serve the area, as seen in Exhibit B32 of the staff report. Middleton School District was notified of the request on August 22, 2025. No comments were received by the materials deadline. Staff finds that the Highway District emergency services and school facilities can provide services to the City of Starr's currently established area of impact. Evidence has not been provided to support the expansion to the north or the south of the current area of impact. Per State Law 676526, in addition to the 5 criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are 3 additional requirements. In the next several slides, I will present them. The City of Star's area of intent states that the area of impact does not exceed 2 miles outside of Star's city limits. That's in Exhibit A1 of the staff report. The 2 mile buffer map shows that it does not meet the 2 mile limit to the proposed north expansion. The proposed impact area for the City of Star does not cross any county boundary lines. The City of Star does have an area of impact for Ada County, but has applied for the area of impact within Ada County as well as for within Canyon County. The proposed impact area does overlap with the proposed area of impact for the City of Nampa, as seen in Exhibit B213 of the staff report. The proposed area of impact map does provide locations of existing and proposed infrastructure. It appears that to the south of the Boise River could be supported by the sewer lift station and the potable water well within Ada County, which is in close proximity to the area. More evidence may be requested at the public hearing to support the request to expand the area to the south of the river. Notification was done as required by code. The agency and public comments can be seen in Exhibits C and D of the staff report. In consideration of the application and supporting materials, staff concludes that the proposed area of impact boundary modification, the proposed area of impact boundary modification is not compliant with Idaho State Law 676526, and the impact boundary should be reduced to city limits. A full analysis is detailed within the staff report. Alternatively, as suggested by staff, staff finds that the area of impact boundary that is currently in place could be supported through the evidence noted in the staff analysis in Table 2. Decision options. The board may approve the area of impact as presented. And additionally, the board should decide either to amend Chapter 9 Areas of Impact Article 19, City of Star, with the approved AOI map, or repeal the chapter in its entirety. The board may deny the proposed area of impact and reduce the area of impact to the city's jurisdictional lines. That would repeal Chapter 9, Article 19. Or the board may deny the proposed area of impact but improve an alternative area of impact boundary. And again, Chapter 9 needs to be addressed. And the board also may choose to table the decision and request additional information. Thank you for your attention, and I will stand for questions.
Chairman, I do have one question. In about 2020 or 2021, the line was drawn for the Star boundary up there by Edna Lane. So in that, that runs along Galloway and Edna, has there been anything out there that's been built or approved that would, is it all individual wells and septic? What's that area look like right now?
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Van Beek, that is something that the City of Star can address during that presentation.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a leading question. It sounds to me that Star's been unique in what level that they've interacted with staff on this application. Are you aware of anything else this morning that's different than your lack of information that you had to work with?
Mr. Chair, yes. The City of Star did reach out to me a week or so ago, asking if I would like their presentation. I did inform them that their presentation was not submitted within the materials deadline as per our code, but they could inquire with you if it was okay, since this is more legislative than quasi-judicial, if they would be allowed to present their presentation. They do have a PowerPoint and a prepped version for each of you if you wish to enter that.
Okay. This really goes against the standards that we've set for land issues. How would the commission like to proceed? You want to have a discussion?
On which part?
They're going to present to you something that the public has not had the opportunity to look at in the packet. They are going to be the only municipality who has done this. So what they're going to present, the people that are here haven't had the opportunity to see it, review it, and come with opinions about it.
Chairman, I guess I'll just jump in. This process is new for everyone. I would be inclined to hear the information where it's prepared, but with understanding that it is unique in that, I would entertain discussion from you and Commissioner Brooks. This has more of a history than other, and this other proposed areas. We're moving away from the joint powers agreement now to a whole different form of doing that because of the legislative action. So we're going to hear it one way or the other. I'm a rule follower, but I would entertain and appreciate comments from you and Commissioner Brooks.
I think if we take the information, it guarantees that we're going to do pretty much what we've done with all the rest of them. We're going to continue it to another date.
Yep.
So, and then in doing so, that would give the public the opportunity to review the material, and in that regard, we would not close public testimony before we continue.
Okay. Legal, do you see any guidance that you would like to input?
Chairman, thanks for the opportunity to address the board. I think the proposal from Commissioner Brooks is reasonable, considering how these hearings have been set recently. We hear from STAR today, see the new information, and then we could just then continue the hearing to a new date, so that the public has time to reflect and we can post the information, and that way we don't have the duplicative testimony potentially, or have to testify, you know, two times.
So I'm going to explore a moment procedurally. There's going to be people who can't be back in 2 weeks. There's going to be people that are here that are all locked and loaded about what they perceive that the proposal is that's going to be changed before their eyes. Do you want STAR to do the application, do the presentation, and then recess? Or do you want to hear their application and then allow public testimony, even though this is different than what they perceived it to be? How do you want to do this?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's pretty hard to answer, considering we have not seen STAR's presentation either.
Okay. So we'll hear their presentation, then I'm going to pause, and we will discuss this after their presentation.
Yeah, I think besides the applicant, there was only one.
Yeah.
There was only one signed up, so
okay.
It might not be as big of an issue as
Excellent.
It could be in some of these other jurisdictions that we have experienced.
Yeah, we have experienced. Okay. All right. So let's hear a presentation from STAR.
Mr. Chair, if I could have a moment to pull up the information.
So are we... Just to be clear, Mr. Chairman, are we using my presentation or not?
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
You mean that wasn't clear as mud?
I'm just, you guys do it so different than what we do it, so.
You gotta get the.
Why do you turn it on?
Oh.
It should be on.
That better? Here we go. All right. You ready, sirs?
Yeah, ma'am.
All right, thank you. My name is Mayor Trevor Chadwick. I'm the mayor, obviously, of the city of STAR, a very unique city that is a multi-county city, but not the only one. There's like four of us in the state of Idaho that are that way. Do I get a clicker to click, or is someone else clicking that?
I'll run it.
You're going to run it?
Yeah.
So just tell you the next page for me, real quick, please.
Do you want to name an address?
My name is Trevor Chadwick. Okay, so the address 10765 West State Street, STAR, Idaho, 83669.
Perfect.
Thank you. Good. All right, so we're talking about the Star City area of impact. We have a area that's proposed area of impact that's on the north and one that's on the south. And the south one is really the one that's in dispute in here today. When we are looking at the area of impact, if you want to go to the next one for me, please. We did talk to the city of Middleton, and believe it or not, even after our challenges that we faced several years ago with the area of impact dispute between the two cities, they approached us and asked us to take over some of the area and pull it out of their plan that we disputed before. And so I just provided a letter here from the city of Middleton indicating that area. If you go to the next page for me, we do need to have you make an adjustment to our area of impact request. We had an intent that BLM land that's up there on the right was going to be annexed into the city of Star in October. However, with the government furlough, we couldn't get everything finalized on that. And so we're going to have to come back at a later time. So that 2 mile radius that you see on the top that we kind of delineated there is where the new area of impact needs to be if you guys choose to make that decision to do that and pull out the Littles properties on the north of that, just so you're aware. Okay?
Okay.
And who knows how long they're going to be out. So we don't know when we're going to have that public hearing for that on there. So on the north side, I think we're okay. I mean, it's truly 2 miles. I saw a map that was on here that doesn't truly show our city's area, our true city limits on there. I think there's some missing properties that have been annexed this year that are on your guys' map there. But when we go to the south, or when we talk about the three categories, when we're talking about the south, the anticipated commercial residential growth. The city of Star, if you go to the next page for me on here, actually is abutting Canada Road south of the river. We're annexed from the river all the way up to Chinon Boulevard almost on that. And so we butt right next to this property, the area that's under discussion today. We have with that three different road networks that are tying into that segment there to the west, right? That's I think the Clayton's property and the properties up there on the north on that, and that's showing in here. So we can anticipate with the way that growth has been happening in our area that this is truly going to grow here within the next 5 years, especially in this area, whether it's in the city of Nampa, city of Star, whatever, it's going to grow, right? Things are going to happen out there in that area on that. When you talk about the geographical factors on here, I look at geographical factors more as the Highway 2026 being a big one. On that. That's soon to be widened to 5 lanes here in 27 with the anticipation to make it 6 lanes in the near future. And so we in Ada County side have used 2026 and Highway 16 as our natural geographical boundaries, and then Kingsbury Road as a geographical boundary going north and south, just to kind of square that off. And so we anticipate, obviously, to grow to the west, to Kingsbury there on the top of Joplin, on the rim there, and then down there on the south in the long term. We also have an economic corridor access management plan that we have been put together for quite some time, and was last updated in 23, and we're going through another update this year that shows our anticipated road networks, which includes the Kingsbury Crossing. Back in April of 24, what are we in, 25? April 24 at Compass, I brought up the Kingsbury Crossing as a need for our communities between Middleton and Star, is getting another river crossing across the corridor there. And we've been working with Ada County, Canyon County, our Ada County Highway District, Highway District 4, City of Middleton, and the City of Nampa has been generous enough to take on the lead role on trying to get a grant to get that Kingsbury Crossing and that road network to happen. And so that's a big major portion for us, is making sure that we can alleviate the traffic concerns that we have within the city limits of Star. Over 70% of the traffic that comes up Star comes out of Canyon County, believe it or not. So that's a lot. If you go on to the next page, this kind of just gives you an enlarged view of what is proposed for connectivity in that area. If you look there on the right-hand side of that map, well, down on the bottom, you can see the developments that have been approved up to the Canyon line where that connectivity is coming across. So you can see that we're actually following what our plan requires here to get those arterials and collectors and stuff done in that segment, in that area. And it's coming quick and fast. It's pretty incredible to see the people that are moving in, right? And who would ever thought we would have political movement like we have seen in this country after the time. When we look at section four, areas where municipal or public sewer and water are expected to be provided within the next 5 years, we do have a well that's being built right now on Canada Road. We also have a sewer lift station down on Joplin Road down below, and we also have a $750,000 water tank that's under construction right now that all serve, is planned to service this exact area and the areas in Ada County as well on that. And we do have the opportunity to loop the system even further if we chose to go under the river to the developments to the north of the river that has got sewer and water over there as well. So it's easy for us to connect all the loops or any development in this area out there. And that, is that the, yeah, so you can kind of see on this page, those three units that I talked about on the south side of the river are bubbled there to kind of give you an idea where those are at. And the water, I mean, 2,000 gallons per minute out of the, 2,000 gallons per minute is coming out of that one well, which is a pretty incredible amount of water that's coming out of that right now, right, that they're developing currently. So we have a very easy ability to service this area that's south of Highway 2026, I'm sorry, north of Highway 2026 and south of the river. I did provide a letter from the Saugus Sewer and Water District there that also that indicates that they are able to service this area. We have a sewer and water district, which obviously is a separate taxing authority, but we work hand in hand with them, and we have an agreement in place that anybody that requests service from the sewer and water district must annex into the city of Starr if it's adjacent property in there as well. When we talk about other public service district boundaries, the Starr Fire District, which is another taxing district, actually services this entire area over there. And so the work with the Starr Fire District, we have impact fees, we have all that kind of stuff that are in play. If, let's just say it stays in Nampa and it develops in Nampa, they're going to have to work out a whole new set of MOUs and whatnot to make sure that the city of Nampa follows that, the growth plans that the fire district has in that area as well. Again, Highway District 4, we are working on an agreement with them to update that. We did discover, just so everybody's aware, that state funding for state highways was never going to Highway District 4 for any of the City of Starr stuff because of the way the state statute was written. It was all going to the single Ada County Highway District. So they have been not getting any funding, and we're getting that legislation changed this year so they can obtain the funding to maintain that. And that helps anybody or everybody that goes multi-county and stuff like that. And I have the Starr Sewer and Water thing. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think we meet all five criteria in this area on the south. The growth is really gonna happen down there. When we talk about schools, you kind of brought that up as well. City of Starr, I think, is a very unique city in the state of Idaho on how we work with development to make certain that we get funding for different things. We require development north by Kingsbury to provide a 10-acre parcel for a school, fully provided service by the developer to save the school district roughly $5 million, right? Right now, Dr. Gee was able to get a grant from the state on top of the money they received last year that's gonna build a brand new school that's built in school district on the south side, or on the north side of the river there, right? And so these different things like that, we have proportion share money that we collect for highway improvements. We do mitigation fees and stuff with development to help pay for police and fire services. Different things like that to try to make certain that the residents that are here are trying to stay as whole as possible while we see this unprecedented growth that we see in our valley, right? So you guys have any questions for me? I mean, it's pretty straightforward, I think, in my opinion. I know it's in the Annapolis area of impact. I know Mayor Kling and I had many discussions over the years, and we've always agreed to disagree, but this has created a whole new level of service, of requirements, right, through the state with you guys.
Chairman, I do have some questions.
Sure.
So the water tower that you're referencing that's under construction in Inspirato, right?
And yep.
I just want you to confirm that I'm thinking of this correctly. So Inspirato is on Ada County side.
Correct.
But you're saying that they're going to serve the Canyon County on that bench that runs up to Franklin?
Yep, it's the water flows, it's for the fire flows and stuff for that whole bench area up there, for that 750,000 gallons up there.
Okay, and the Clayton property, where Mr. Clayton has passed away, I guess now that's for development, and that would almost have to be mitigated by being on city services because of the high water table and the low elevation, is that?
Correct, and they came in recently on a development, and I know they don't have any anticipation of development. Some of the sons don't, right? I don't know if all of them do, but the ones that we spoke to don't have any anticipated time to develop right now, but you can never say never with what kind of money is being thrown. We've seen recent recent developments down in the area are getting $300,000 an acre for dirt, right? And so that's a crazy number if you ask me, and you're going to see development happening when people are throwing that kind of money around.
Right, and Star Point is Star's
development.
Yep. It is beautiful, but that's also served by the lift station that's down there on Joplin and Canada. So.
And all those services with those developments, I'm sorry, Commissioner, I'm going to cut you off, but all those services that we're talking about are all stubbed in every one of those roads that go right into the, to go west.
And it will, your proposed line is at Franklin in 2026 to go up?
Yep.
Okay.
And that, and our, that Franklin 2026, and our anticipated alignment with Kingsbury, which is what we agreed upon several years ago and had that vote, and that's where we've just stayed. We haven't crossed any of that. Or we've even told developments that we're not going across that line. Yeah.
I had a question before your testimony, and it was about that 2 mile radius in Edna Lane. So this map, if I don't, these aren't numbered, but it's your City of Star map. You excluded that to meet the 2 mile radius. Is anything happening between where that BLM ground is and then north up to your line?
Yeah, so we've had some, so there was the Willowbrook development that we had at one point that came to us, right, that was on both sides, and then they decided to do the Hayden County section of that. We've been talking over the last couple of years with some of the people that own that about developing that section, which would take you up into there, right?
Okay.
But it's about the services, more about Willowbrook coming in before they want to move forward with that, so they can tie to the sewer and water that's coming into the Willowbrook, which we are anticipating to have a hearing on the preliminary plat for Willowbrook, because we've already annexed it and gave it a zoning in December at this point, right? And so I think wheels will start turning and falling with that. The Littles up there on the north side, with even the exit out areas that the Littles have, they were giving us what they want in the comprehensive plan for that area, because they anticipate that developing at some time too, because we are putting a northern highway plan, that same plan is a new northern highway that's going to connect our way to Interstate 84 up there. Part of Willowbrook is going to be required to run that highway from Highway 16 to Chaparral, which takes that big segment out up there. And once that happens, that's going to change the whole dynamics, I think, of that whole entire area. And that highway has to be done before the golf course is operational.
Right, and I appreciate you addressing that. That was my next question.
Yeah.
There has the Littles expressed interest to be on Canyon County's position for development up there. If you go towards them, there's that Chilaco Road and all that, so it's rural, and it's a little bit off the grid.
Yep, it is off the grid. Yeah.
So I appreciate providing feedback.
And we have, and even on the Ada County side up there, there's a landowner that came in and spoke to us about a piece there that will touch the Canyon County site. And I bet you the next couple of years that's going to develop up there, based on their the movement that they're doing.
And then I have another question. You're talking about an I-84 connection up there on that BLM line. That's different than Middleton's proposal to, or
it's the same one. It's the one that we've all been working on together for the last couple of years with Highway District 4, Middleton, ITD. Compass is currently doing a study for that, so we can figure out. We're wanting to figure out what that line looks like, so we can make sure that the right-of-way is left out when we do developments up there, and we can designate what, if it's 1 mile access points, or what does that look like, so we don't have another Eagle Road disaster, right? Where you have accesses every 300 feet on that to make it a true highway.
Yeah, and that's a Pell study underway right now?
Well, it's not a Pell study. It's internal to Compass that they've taken on the role to figure. I don't know what they're calling that. I don't know what that study's called, but I don't think it's a Pell. But it's the term that's trying to figure out what that lake looks like, so they can further on go further with the studies on that.
And did they provide an anticipated timeline for the studies, how long that would take?
I think it's this spring sometime we're supposed to get an answer on that.
Which is nice, that it's better than the 20 years on something.
Yes, right. Yeah, it was not a 20 year plan.
Okay.
Not here. Things don't rest under our feet over there. Any further questions, commissioners?
Sure, I want to explore the untimely shutdown in our federal government and the BLM. I'm making an assumption. Can you expand on it, whether I'm right or wrong? You anticipated before the shutdown that you would have had a public hearing on the BLM issue, which would have given you the 2 mile radius.
So for that current map to go all the way up where
right.
those exits are, yeah.
Yeah,
and when they shut down, no one will return our calls to get the finalized stuff for us, so we're kind of pull it off of the hearing.
So you're on hold.
We're on hold. We're on hold on that BLM until the federal government opens it up and the time that they want to actually answer the phone for the thousands of calls they probably got over that time frame. Because we have BLM land there and we have other BLM land in Star that we're annexing in all at the same time. There's three different parcels. But that one there is the one that's impacting that 2 miles all the way up.
So we're under a state statute that, unless legal counsel has a different opinion, gives us no flexibility about the 2 mile. Do you have any suggestion how we might deal with your presentation in trying to do that?
Yeah, I would suggest you take out at least those 4X properties right there that's outside the current 2 mile because the BLM is not there, right? When you guys adopt this, and we're okay with that because we could always come back and add that later once we figure that out with BLM and get that all finalized with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the red line, everything that crosses through the red line, we would leave in and
right.
Everything
and
north.
Everything north of that come out of that. Absolutely.
That's your.
That's why we wanted to put that on and make sure you're fully aware of what's happening with that up there and take that out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes logical sense.
Mr. Chairman, along that line, presuming that we are kicking this to a date certain down the road, I would request that map not be a rounded off red line and actually be parcel specific.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can get you a parcel specific. That was just a quick thing there.
Sure.
So you can see where it was at. Absolutely. You can do that.
Okay. So for a point of clarification, do you have or you have not met with NAMPA? I assume that it's NAMPA that you're in conflict with the overlap.
Yeah, Mayor Kling and I have met a couple times over the last few years on this, and we've been in conflict ever since. It's been a cordial conflict, so it's not like conflict, just so you're aware everything's good on that.
Yes. Okay, other questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right.
What available data are we kicking the can down into?
Well, the question is, do you want to hear public content comment?
Yeah. And I do, Chairman, and I appreciate you bringing this and pointing out this is not quasi-judicial, so the legislative action on this, we're going to hear it, and we have, and so I'm also in favor of hearing anyone else that would want to testify,
sure,
which will prepare for the NAMPA's hearing. It will give us a more complete picture.
So what we do anticipate, Trevor, is that we will have you be able to do a rebuttal at the close. So whenever that happens.
So this could, but that's going to be in the future probably, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
Whatever you got, I get it. You guys have a big, big task with all the cities and all the craziness, so good luck.
Thank you. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's been a journey. You've enjoyed it.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I just want to put for the record, I'm going to make the presentation by the City of Star, Exhibit E.
Is that any objection?
No objection.
All right. Okay. And is there anyone that came into the room who is wanting to testify on Star's application that did not sign up? All right. We're going to assume that there isn't.
Carrie Smith.
Carrie Smith.
Good afternoon or morning. So I guess Carrie Smith, 17741 Linden Lane, Caldwell. I represent Growing Together, and we strongly oppose STAR's proposed area of impact expansion into the foothills, as well as south of the Boise River and west towards Highway 26. The 2 mile buffer that they proposed today, it doesn't meet the statute of highly likely to be annexed, even if they were requesting to go out to that 2 mile because of the properties that are in between the BLM and the current area of city annexation. Let's see, Growing Together is opposed to this. The area that is included in STAR's expansion and NAMPA's area that they're keeping, this area is incredible farmland. It has the best soils in the county. It has the best access to water in this county. It is very valuable agricultural land. Mayor Chadwick, I would call him a friend. I really appreciate their desire to annex the land. I was looking up their reasoning for that, and in the newspaper they're quoted as they're trying to save recreational land. I appreciate that. However, who's working to save agricultural land? Are they going to annex agricultural land and save the same property for something that actually is a tax positive? Recreational land doesn't pay taxes, especially when it's owned by the federal government. Our agricultural land is tax positive. Our clerk was recently on a podcast talking about the very specifics about residential does not pay for itself and to those city-related services that our taxes pay for. Not only that, as you all are aware, and you've been on the record chastising House Bill 389 that capped government budgets from growing beyond 8%, City of Star has experienced a 22% increase. There isn't, even with all of the nice things that they've said about developers paying impact fees and developers helping build infrastructure, we do not have the staff to maintain those services. The fire station, Middleton and Star, that levy yesterday failed. We have a building that was erected that is sitting for four years. It's going to continue sitting. The school district bond failed, which that was going to pay for staffing and a resource officer. Those are going to be unfunded, so we still have overcrowding. So I think they did a great job of providing evidence that there is sewer and water. There is not evidence that the services, other services, can accommodate STAR's continued growth. So with that, I will stand for questions. And my time is up, so perfect.
You must have practiced.
Oh, I did. Not.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
No questions?
No questions.
No questions. All right.
Thank you.
Nobody else?
Nobody else? All right. I would say that with this new information, I would like to at least continue this at least 2 weeks out, if not over. Give the STAR the opportunity to redraw their map and submit that. Get that presented on the website for everyone to see. So, Jenin, can you help us look at a date certain that we can negotiate towards?
We can do the afternoon of Monday the 17th or November 19th. We have the morning and the afternoon.
Motion that we continue this hearing. We leave public testimony open and that we continue to Wednesday the 19th at 10 in the morning. And do we have this room available for that?
There is a meeting in here. We could use our meeting room.
Yeah, we could use our meeting room. The turnout, we would be able to handle. So on the 19th in the commissioner's meeting room, change of venue.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? If there's none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So this will be continued, and thank you all for coming to STARS, and I make a motion that we close this public hearing till the continuance.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded for close. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned for this application. Thank you.